giving me the facility of assembling in this nice house this good boy, God Harrison. He must be all glory. He must be thankful to him. And he has given us the facility. And Krishna is blessing more and more. So far, Gopijana Vallava, Radha Madhava, our simple, worshipable, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Radha Madhava, he is always enjoying in company with Srimati Radharani, Radha Madhava. He does not go outside Vrindavan. Krishna, original Krishna, he does not go even the spirit out of Vrindavan, leaving aside the gopis. Vrindavanam parityajya na padavevam kutto rakshit. He does not go anywhere. So, people are making research to find out God. In the Brahma Sangha, it is said, Panthastu kuti satavastha sampragamna Bayura thapi manasu munipungavana Sapvasti japrapadasinna avichinta takte Govinda Mahadi Gurusam Tamahamudya. Govinda Panthastu kuti satavastha sampragamna. Those who are searching after God, those who are not searching, they are useless. Those who are searching, jnani, jnana, so they are searching after God, but if they try to approach God, Panthastu kuti satavas by, just like airplane. I have come here within 12 hours from Calcutta to London. So, not this airplane, but Panthastu kuti satavas sampra bayu ratha. Vayu. If this airplane is floating on the air, but if the air becomes aeroplane itself, or the mind becomes, you know the speed of mind, you can go on the mind, millions of miles. Within a second. That science has not yet discovered how to go in the speed of mind. The yogis know. The perfect yogis, they can travel on the speed of mind. That is also material science. So, even on the speed of mind, or on the speed of the velocity of the air, if you try to go to approach God, find out where is God. And the time, panthastu koti shatavasra. Not one day, 2 days, or 1 hour, 2 hours, but many millions of years. Koti shatava. Koti shatava, sir, with the speed of mind or air velocity we go to find out God. It's still avichinta tattva, inconscious. So Krishna is not so easy to approach by the non-devotees. Vedas is guru love. Or even by studying Vedas, guru love. Guru love means not approaching. Not approaching. Vedas guru love. Adur lavaka vakto. But to his devotees, it's very easy. This is gopis. Gopis, they are village girls. Not educated. Not Brahmin. Not Vedanti. But Krishna is within their palms, within their heads. So, this Bhakti Yoga is so nice that Krishna or God is unapproachable by any other method. However efficient it may be, it is not possible. Only by love and devotion and service he can get. It is clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktya mam abhijana. Krishna has explained in the Bhagavad Gita all system, Jnana Yoga system, Bhatta Yoga system, Karma Yoga system, Raja Yoga system. But at the end he says that if anyone actually wants to know me, that is bhakti. Bhaktya mam abhijana. Javan Jasami Tapta Paiti, anyone wants to know Krishna as he is. Krishna has different features, especially three. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Sabda. As impersonal Brahma, all pervasive Paramatma and the Supreme Personality of God. So, if anyone wants to know actually what is Krishna, of course it is not possible to know Krishna, but Krishna reveals to the devotee. Swami was Prabhupada, revelation, just like Krishna is explaining himself in the Bhagavad Gita. People should know. Why they are searching unnecessarily? Rascal, down. You cannot touch out Krishna, God, by speculation. If he reveals himself by his causeless mercy, being merciful upon you, being pleased upon you, then you can understand. You cannot search out Krishna. That is not. So, the process is explained by Krishna himself. Bhaktya mam abhijanati javan jasyami tattat tatumam tattato gyatya dhisati tadananta. If you understand Krishna through this process, bhakti process, sannyasitasunnam, without any motive of material gain. That is beginning of bhakti. Bhakti means without any motive of material gain. That is bhakti. Sannyasitasunnam. Sunnam means jiva. All material desires becoming jiva. Then bhakti begins. Before that, there is no question of bhakti. So bhakti science is very subtle fact, but it is very simple thing to the bhakti. One who knows things as it is very simple thing. Similarly, those who have taken to this bhakti yoga seriously, for them it is very simple. For others, it is very simple. It is very difficult. Therefore, we should go approach to persons who are Tavijnanatham Sagurumiva Abhijatse. We should approach persons who knows the bhakti science and Yasadi Vipara Bhakti Yathavi Yathav Guru. And by devotional service to Krishna and the spiritual master, then bhakti science becomes revealed. Without revelation, nobody can understand bhakti science, and without understanding bhakti science, nobody can understand Krishna. Thank you.